Haven't known you 20 seconds or 20 years. Can I go?
Hello, everybody. You are currently tuned in to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. I'm sincerely sorry for interrupting that kind of like a loungy cover of Lover by Taylor Swift, but, you know, it wasn't really my cup of tea, I suppose. So I decided I'd start my show in the middle of it. But, yeah, if you're currently listening to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington, my name is DJ Sweet Tea. This is my show, Wild Goose Chase. It happens on Wednesdays between 1 and 2 p.m. This is a rather special edition of this show today, because it's my birthday today. I'm turning 21, which is kind of exciting. Or I guess I turned 21. I don't know. I think I was born in the morning. I guess it already happened. I've already been on the earth for 21 full orbits of the sun, I suppose, which is a rather long time, you know. I don't know. It's a kind of a, just a weird feeling, specifically turning this age, you know, because there are only a few different kind of ages that you turn throughout your life that have like specific legal ramifications, you know, like you turn, 16, you can get your driver's license. It's kind of crazy. You turn 18 and you're an adult, which is kind of wild. I remember that. That was kind of weird. And then you turn 21 and you're able to do a whole bunch of different things, which I won't go into too much detail about on this show. But there's a lot of different things you can do once you turn 21. I think you can rent a car, or you might have to be 25 for that. I forget what the rule is with that. I think, or maybe it's something with a hotel room that you need to be 25, but, I might be tripping. I'll have to look it up and get back to you guys. You know what? I'm gonna look it up right now. I'm rather curious about this. Do you need to be 21 to rent a car? 21 to rent a car. The minimum age to rent a car is usually 21 years old, but it varies by state and rental company, says the Google AI overview. Okay, let's go. Wait, no. I think it might be under 25. I see a bunch of stuff about car rental under 25. Oh, it's 21 in most states. Okay, wait, hold on. This is complicated, man. I gotta know about this. The minimum age to rent a car is 21 in most U.S. states. In New York and Michigan, you can rent a car 18 or older. An additional daily surcharge applies to all drivers under 25. Okay, so I can rent a car, but there will be a little extra fee by the day. So I'll be sure not to rent it for too long. Yeah, we'll see. Maybe I'll rent like a Lamborghini or something. They got a bunch of. Have you guys heard about this? There's a whole bunch of like services. My mom is friends with some guy. Well, I mean, he's not just some guy. He's one of her friends. But she's friends with a guy who is part of this service where you can like rent a bunch of luxury cars. And now that I'm 21, I think I need to get on that. The subscription is probably crazy expensive. And I think part of it might be that, like, you need to, like, have a luxury car to, like, donate to it or something. But, I can get that. Come on. You know, that'd be easy. And then I could just have kind of any car I want, which I guess is kind of my dream. You know, I actually got a funny story related to that. And I apologize. I'm just going on a bit of a tangent right now. I will get to playing music momentarily. But I heard this story from my mom's friend, who is a part of this service where you can rent luxury cars. So he had a car called a Lotus, I think. Let me Google Lotus car. I wish I could pull up a picture and show you guys. You know, that'd be kind of sick. Lotus car. And so if you're by a computer right now, Google Lotus car right now, you'll see that they're kind of sick. You know, it's like a fancy, rather little sports car. And he had one in some exclusive color. I believe it was some sort of like light blue type deal. And so he sent his car off to this company so that other people could rent it. All right. And he gets paid for it or whatever. And the car got totaled. It like, while some dude was renting it out, the car got totally messed up. And they were unable to fix it. And the story of what happened is that the dude was parked outside of a restaurant, I believe, or some sort of establishment. He was in a parking lot. All right. He had his car parked in a parking lot, and he was not near the car. And some lady went up and like smashed it with a brick. She was like banging up on the whole thing with some sort of blunt object, weapon. And the story was that apparently her husband, her ex-husband, or maybe her boyfriend, or her partner in some respect, had the same exact car and had cheated on her. And she decided to get back at him by destroying the car, but alas, it was the wrong car. Still, I mean, here's a word of advice for you guys. Look, now that I'm 21, I'm wise. I got a lot of things to share with you guys now. If you get cheated on, don't break their car with a brick. Unless you're like 100% sure it's their car. You gotta have the license plate number written down somewhere. I think that is the ultimate key to it. But even then, I think, you know, if somebody else buys the car, then I think it's the same license plate or something. But like, just, I don't know, just be very sure before you do it. But yeah, that is my story for you guys today. Now we are going to get into the music. It's going to be real exciting. We're starting off with a song that is aptly named Drinking Age by a guy named Cameron Winter. Cameron Winter is one of my favorite frontmen right now in the rock and roll scene. He is the lead singer and songwriter for Geese, which is just an amazing band. They've released one of my favorite albums, I think it was 2 years ago now, called 3D Country. It's just incredible. I'm a really big fan of it. And a lot of the lyricism is really cool. So I was really excited when he came out with this album recently called Heavy Metal. It's a solo album. And a lot of the songs are slower and mostly piano. They're very sparse. But they're super good. And this one, Drinking Age, I think is about being 21, which is what I am now. So I figure, you know, kind of a good poll here. I will have to stop it at one point. It says a word that I'm not allowed to play on air, so I will be uber careful and stop that from playing. But yeah, and then we'll listen to some more songs, some more new music, and just random stuff that I like, and then we'll switch over and play some light vinyl stuff for a bit, and then I'll probably wrap the show up early. I need to get moving. I have a biochemistry lab that is going to take a very long time, And so I'd like to show up a bit early and get stuff set up for that. Anyways, here is Drinking Age by Cameron Winter. This song is pretty sick, so I hope you enjoy.
Ever gonna stop? Reminding myself everything is lying. Table by the door. Wallet on the ground. Bag of rubber bands. Amethyst and flowers on the table.
I suppose a friend is a friend, and we all know how this will end. Chimney swift that finds me, be my keeper, silhouette of a sea eater. What is that song you sing for the dead? What is that song you sing for the dead? I see the signal searchlight strike me in the window and of my room. Well, I got nothing to prove. Well, I got nothing to prove.
In the morning, when the moon is at its rest, you'll find me at the time I love the best, watching rainbows play on sunlight pools of water, iced from cold night in the morning. It's the morning of my life. Daytime, I will meet you as before. You will find me waiting by the ocean floor, building castles in the shifting sand, in a world nobody understands. And in our morning, it's the morning of my life. It's the morning of my life. The minutes take so long to drift away. Please be patient with your life. It's only morning and you're still to live your day. In the evening I will fly you to the moon, top right hand corner of the ceiling in my room, and we'll wait until sunlight pools of water, iced from cold night in the morning. It's the morning of my life. It's the morning of my life.
Thank you. I suppose I'm lucky that I didn't have to hear her cry. Nothing breaks you down like the sound of your girl's goodbye. I wanna speak my mind, but I can't find the words. For the life of me, probably for the life of her. I won't be going back to Boise, Idaho. I'm off my game and I've got no more cards to show. I played them all somewhere along the way. And I got caught and now there's hell to pay. No one really knows the best way to live your life. There's gotta be a better way than how I'm living mine. For the life of her, and probably for the life of me. I won't be going back to Boise, Idaho. I'll steal my keys if I say I'm about to go. 'Cause nothing's worth the hell I've put her through. If I could do it all again, I still wouldn't know what to do.
My mind blowing wild like a sheet. suicide plea, beholden to no one else for the first time in
are currently tuned in to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thank you everybody so much for listening in. My name is DJ Sweet Tea. This is my show Wild Goose Chase, which happens on Wednesdays between 1 and 2 p.m. You just heard Older and Free, a new song by Dennison Whitmer. Just prior to that was Boise, Idaho by Bonnie Prince Billy. Before that was In the Morning, the Solstice version by Fleet Foxes. Just prior to that was one of my favorite songs, Death with Dignity by Sufjan Stevens. And then at the top of the set was Drinking Age by Cameron Winter. I'm a big fan of all of those songs, especially the Sufjan Stevens song and the Fleet Foxes song. Those are both just really incredible, and I'm a really big fan of how they sound. Thank you guys so much for listening. I hope you enjoyed them as well. I have a real quick message for you before we return to the music. Have you ever noticed your sweater feeling a little thinner than usual, or your jeans developing holes prematurely? If you're not into that, there's a way to keep it from happening. The secret is to wash your clothes less. Oftentimes, we wear an item of clothing only once before throwing it in the hamper, but wearing an item a few times before washing can increase the longevity of your pieces, as well as reduce your environmental impacts. By rewearing your clothes, you'll do less laundry, which will reduce your water and electricity usage, as well as save you money. According to a study done by Levi's, washing every 10 times a product is worn, instead of every 2 times, reduces energy use, climate change impact, and water intake up to 80%. When you do wash your clothes, try to use shorter, cooler wash cycles to reduce the harm to the fabric, which will make them last longer and reduce the amount of fibers and dyes that make their way into the water and environment. This message has been brought to you by your frugal and environmentally conscious DJs here at 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Now, I low-key agree with that. I don't wear my, like, I wear my clothes a couple times before washing them, depending on what it is. You know, like my jeans, I can wear those for a long time without washing them. That's low-key my bad, though. But, I don't know. Yeah, I do feel like people wash stuff a lot more than it needs to be. Except for, like, underwear. That's one thing that, like, you kind of gotta, you know, mob frequently, I suppose. Another thing about that message. According to a study done by Levi's, come on, man, there's gotta be a conflict of interest there. Like, I feel like that's a little bit of, like, you know... Like, come on, a study done by Levi's, of course they're going to say, wait, are they going to say that you need to wash your clothes less? I don't know. And how about the numbers in that study? Washing every 10 times a product is worn instead of every 2 times reduces energy use, climate change impact, and water intake up to 80%. Of course, man. Like, you're washing it 2 times instead of 10 times. That's 8 less times you're washing it. That's 80% decrease. I don't know. I just feel like, come on. Did they really do a study about that? Like, like what? What did they study? How did you study that? Anyways, I digress. We're going to listen to a couple more new songs that I've been big into. This first one is called Doom Scrolling, Variation 2. I've played this joint before. I'm just a really big fan of this band, Frog, and their most recent album, 1,000 Variations on the Same Song. And this song is super lit. Plus, I just love doom scrolling as a word. I feel like that's just like a kind of crazy concept. For those of you who are unaware, here, let me Google doom scrolling definition for you guys. I'm really going the whole nine yards today. Doom scrolling meaning. Bang. Okay, here we go. It's the act of consuming excessive amounts of negative news online, especially on social media. It's also known as doom surfing. I don't know about that. I've never heard about doom surfing. But anyways, doom scrolling is just like something that we all do. I've been trying to do it less. I deleted Instagram on my cell phone in an attempt to reduce the amount of time that I'm spending doom scrolling, you know, because I'm a big doom scroller. I can't lie. You know, like a couple days ago when I still had Instagram, I'd be opening that up like as soon as I wake up and just scrolling forever. No, it was really bad. And, you know, reading large quantities of particularly negative news, I mean, that's just like a lot of news, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I feel like a lot of news is more negative than it is positive, which I don't know how. I don't know if that's true or not. I kind of just made that up. And I could be a clown for saying that, in fact. But apparently it's considered a form of internet addiction disorder. Oh no, I got to read about this. This is not going to make me feel real good about myself. Because, honestly, I'm on the internet way too much. My goodness. But, yeah, that's kind of my bad. But, yeah, if you're a victim, if you go doom scrolling quite often, try deleting Instagram on your phone. You know, spend a day without it, even just a day, and you'll be like, wow, I'm low-key feeling a lot better. It's really weird. It's just like a, I don't know, it's so baked into our, just the way that at least people in my generation live now, you know, just pulling up Instagram, scrolling through reels. Oh man, and I do love me some reels. You know, I'm going to talk briefly about recipes on reels. I feel like there's so many. I have in my Instagram saved section, I have a lot of recipes on there of just like a bunch of random stuff. None of it's very good for you. Like a lot of it is like brisket, grilled cheese, which that's not, I mean, that, yeah, that's pretty bad for you. It's a lot of butter and fat, I suppose. But like, I mean, yeah, there's just some crazy stuff on there. But I don't really make any of it, you know? I mean, I enjoy cooking, but whenever I cook, you know, the recipes I find are either on Reels or on like Pinterest, which Pinterest is better, for the record. The recipes on there are kind of elite. But yeah, so quit your doom scrolling. And if you're out there saving recipes a lot, like I was prior to my deletion of Instagram, just stop, man, because you're not going to cook any of that. There's so much stuff that you need, you know, an air fryer, which a lot of people have, admittedly. It's kind of my bad for not having an air fryer. But some of it is like you need to like for real fry stuff in a big pot of bubbling oil. And like, yeah, people do that. Man, that's a lot of effort. I'm not going through the time to boil a big thing of oil and like get a little basket and throw my stuff in there, my chicken and my breaded chicken and whatever. I mean, I very well could, and I low-key don't think it would be that hard, but I don't know. It's just like, I don't know. Basically, the gist of this is that I was scrolling on Instagram for a long time looking at nothing of real importance to me, which is just kind of like clown behavior now that when I think about it. But low-key, I'm going to keep doing it, so my bad. I apologize for going on a little tangent there. But yeah, doom scrolling, not very good for you. This song about doom scrolling. They say doom scrolling in the song twice, I believe. So be sure to listen. Pay close attention. It's not necessarily about doom scrolling, but doom scrolling is a part of it. Anyways, here is Doom Scrolling Variation 2 by Frog. I hope you guys enjoy.
Full of ecstasy. I met her, yeah, I let her run my tall heart through the ringer. Put a gold ring on her finger, and now I'm dealing with feeling out of control again. I just can't be her friend. I bleed.
Faces are concrete gray, and I'm wondering, should I turn around, buy another ticket? The panic is coming on strong, so call me inside out. No grid drama, message coming in when the old so small, glassy-eyed light of day, glassy-eyed light. Trails off and heads down the mountain through the dry bush. I don't know.
And I slept there till lunchtime. When I woke up, the sky shone like a coin. He will sleep in your bed, he'll buy you your breakfast, he'll father your children, he'll pay them back. It snowed once when it did, my voice swore, and the wind dried caught it. And the bus stop, and the fresh car, and the sheepdog all sang out to me.
You are currently tuned in to 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington. Thank you everybody so much for tuning in. My name is Trevor, DJ Sweet Tea. This has been my show, Wild Goose Chase, which occurs between 1 and 2 p.m. on Wednesdays. I apologize that I'm ending a bit earlier today, but I need to go get set up for my biochemistry laboratory and make sure I have everything all lined up for that. I hope you guys understand. But yeah, thank you all so much for tuning in. You just heard All Clean Your Sheets, live at Cafe Odo by Jerskin Fendrix. Just before that was Glass Eyes by Radiohead. Prior to that was a song I've played a few times before, Bleeding Hearts by Chaparral. And then at the top of that set was Doom Scrolling Variation 2 by Frog. I hope you guys enjoyed all of those songs. Be sure to check out all of those bands and the albums that those songs are from if you enjoyed them. They're some of my favorites. And I figured that, you know, that's something I'd like to do since it's my birthday, you know, play some of my favorite songs. Also, I apologize. I normally do a segment where I play new music on vinyl, but I just didn't get around to it today. I just figured I'd like to keep playing stuff off my computer and all of that. But yeah, thank you everybody so much for listening. Feel free to stay tuned in. There's great music playing 24/7 on this radio station. There's a lot of great DJs who are working around the clock to make sure you are only hearing the best in alternative. Your better alternative, you could say. But thank you so much for tuning in, everybody. I hope you all have a great week. Feel free to tune in next week. My show will, as always, be fire. Thank you so much. Love you guys. See you later.
Friendly announcer, I have serious news to pass on to everybody. What I'm about to say could mean the world's disaster, could change your joy and laughter to but possession, and it will if we let it destroy everybody. We all must take precautionary measures. If love and peace you treasure, then you'll hear